Money.
How much money?
Twice what I'm making here.
And all for the price of your soul.
Not my whole soul, just little pieces of it. Anyway, I heard defense attorneys have better sex.
You feel like coming from behind?
Okay, no.
Hey, come on, Dana. We said no as one of our co-workers.
We're still co-workers.
Yeah,
for one more week. Not to be too much of a pessimist, but I don't think you're going to survive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're like a cop with 1 week left on the job. They all get shot. Can't risk the wait.
Carrie, I have a boyfriend.
So do I.
Well, my guess is my boyfriend's bigger than yours.
No.
Okay. These cases I can't finish in a week. I will them to you.
Oh, great. No sex and half your firework. I really feel like I'm losing
you. Yeah, but you have one less body to step over on your way to the top. Must be your boyfriend.
Checking in on me. Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm good, Carrie. How about you?
I'm good, Matan.
Really? You and Matan?
I just got a call about an ASA needed at a crime scene for some kind of legal issue. I was going to head down, but it turns out Lockhart and Gardner are the defense attorneys on it. So lucky you.
What's the legal issue?
No idea.
It sounds like hazing.
It does, doesn't it? Let me give you the address, dear.
And that's all I do?
That's all you do. Just hit the return key and it's on your computer at work.
But why does it never seem so simple?
Because you don't trust technology.
Hey, you guys have all your bags packed and ready, right? Because Dad's going to be here any minute.
Hey, Mom?
Yes.
What do you do when we're at Dad's?
What do I do? Not much. I miss you two. For about an hour. I don't know. And then I do some laundry. I read for work.
Why?
Do you ever go out?
For dinner, sometimes.
With friends?
Sometimes.
What friends?
Friends from work or clients.
People we know?
No, I don't think you do.
We're just worried about you, Mom.
Honey, I'm fine. Really?
Mom, it's work. Will Gardner.
Okay, thanks. I'm gonna just take that in there.
Hang it up.
I was.
Sorry about calling you at home.
No problem. Everything all right?
Yes. Actually, this is about work.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm here.
Your new hire the first year?
Caitlin.
Yes. A call came in about the Jin Pin account. She was the only one here. She went out on it, but I think she'll need some hand-holding.
Oh, okay. What's it about?
No idea. But the son seems to be in some kind of legal trouble.
Mom! It's Dad!
I'll be right there. Do you have the address?
Should I guess?
What?
Booze cruise. $50, all the beer you can drink.
Down there. You did that in college?
I did a lot of things in college. Only one band. A seasickness band. You wear them in pairs.
You're not gonna leave. You're too good at this.
That's what they say to the cop with only 1 week left.
5 miles out, someone found a deceased, a Maya Nichols, below deck, called the police. Witnesses say she was getting unwanted attention from two college kids. We were just about to haul him in for a suspect rape exam when this joker showed up.
What, you are the authority here?
I am, it seems to be the problem.
The problem is, Mr. Anders is the son of a Dutch courier at our embassy and is therefore covered by diplomatic immunity.
I was not there. I was not.
These are my papers, and these are the papers of Mr. Anders.
Who's that?
Jin Pin. Supposedly he's got diplomatic immunity, too. Chinese ambassador's on his way.
Per the Viennese Convention on Diplomatic Relations, Mr. Anders is to be treated
for... Yes. I heard you. Thought there was some Lockhart-Gardner connection.
Yes. Me, here.
I don't think I know you.
You don't. Caitlin Darcy, I'm new as of last week.
Okay. Well, what do you have to offer?
Nothing. I'm just taking everything you do.
Well, I'm Carrie Agos, and these two youths are under investigation for rape and murder.
But they have legal immunity.
Prosecution, not investigation. So unless they want to confess, I'm investigating. Go ahead, detective, take them in.
This is illegal. No. Now, who is your boss?
The people of Illinois. You want their number?
feeling pretty good about yourself?
Yeah, but how does that look?
Caitlin, what's going on?
Clark, hello. He's being accused of rape and murder.
Have you told him his rights?
I was asked to stand outside. They're doing a suspect exam.
Ken? My name is Alicia Florek. I'm your parents' lawyer. It is your right to have me observe the suspect exam. Do you approve?
Yeah.
Ma'am, please, step back through.
It is his Sixth Amendment right that I be here. Chen, did they tell you you had the right to remain silent?
I didn't do it.
I know. I need you to only talk to me. Do you understand?
I promised Vic I wouldn't talk.
Your left earring stud. Blonde hair, 2 inches long.
Mrs. Florek?
I'm from the Dutch Embassy.
I'm here to see Mr. Hunt.
Getting your meetings for you now, sir.
Who's the ASA?
I am. Who are you?
Judge Winter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I represent Mr. Chen Jinping. He is the son of a diplomatic translator and therefore is guaranteed diplomatic
immunity. Yes, that's why I was yanked out of my house in the middle of the night. Where is he?
Your Honor, there is strong evidence that these two men raped and killed a young college
student. I'm sorry to say that's not relevant. Given their immunity status, you have no right to hold them. This is a court order requiring their immediate release.
Your Honor, Kerry, you can hold one of them. Taiwan.
Your Honor, excuse me. I understand we have to release Mr. Dick Anders given his status as a Dutch citizen, but Jinping is Taiwanese and Taiwan enjoys no such diplomatic status.
How is that?
The One China Rule.
The U.S. government extends diplomatic relations to China, but not Taiwan.
Your Honor, this is a gray area. Not in matters of diplomatic immunity. Taiwan is the only nation not accorded such rights. Your Honor, this isn't the United Nations. You can't just keep one and let the other go.
Actually, that's exactly what I can do. I order the release of Mr. Anders, but not Mr. Jinping.
That is unfair, Your Honor.
Good luck, buddy. I'm out of here. Of course it is. When have you ever known international politics to be fair?
Well, you really stirred up the hornet's nest.
It was a rape murder. I held both suspects as long as I could.
So where are we?
No semen, but we believe it was an attempted rape. She resisted. Chen killed her.
Murder weapon.
None found. Blunt head trauma.
What does the client say happened?
Caitlin? He says they both flirted with the victim, and then his friend Anders went off with her.
But we can't get to Anders?
No, he was released.
Well, that's not good. And what else ties him to the girl?
Blonde hair caught in Chen's left earring stud.
No pubic hair?
None.
Oh, Dana, you're still here.
6 more days of bliss.
Any blood spatter?
On Chen, no.
What do you think the defense will be?
To blame the one that got away.
Too bad there's one that got away.
And our strategy?
Connect Anders to the rape.
But did the police do a suspect exam?
On Anders, no. He was released prior.
What about the blonde hair on our guy? How's he explain that?
Chen says they made out. It was consensual. Then Chen went to go buy the victim a drink, and Anders took her below deck.
A drink? I thought it was a booze cruise.
Just beer and wine. Hard alcohol you had to pay. We have Chen's credit card receipt with the time on it, so if the police can pinpoint the time of the murder, we can prove that Chen was on the other end of the boat.
Eli Gold, ladies and gentlemen.
You needed me?
You pushed this off onto me, and then you criticized my handling on it?
I wasn't trying to criticize you. Did I give you that impression?
You did.
My apologies. What was that about?
We were trying to make you feel part of the Lockhart Gardner family. Don't you want to feel a part?
Oh, I'm okay. What do you mean?
Lobbying. The son of a Taiwanese diplomat is being denied immunity from prosecution due to the One China Rule.
Boy, that thicket.
Yep. That thicket. I thought if you could talk to someone quietly, we could make this go away without much fuss. Know anyone in the State Department? Yes?
Nothing. How important is it?
Well, heading into the presidential campaign, my guess is Taiwan will be spending a lot on U.S. lobbyists. Could be lucrative. For you.
Okay. This is not going to be pretty.
Sorry you had to see that. It's definitely not my finest hour.
No, it's cool. You were a good judge.
Okay, less said about that, the better.
Oh, Alicia, hey. Mr. Gardner was a judge in my intercollegiate moot court.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Till I was removed. bias.
Yeah, they had like some 6-year-old come in.
Anyway.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Oh, sorry, orientation, right?
Go get orientated.
So this binder has all your human resource forms, a fact sheet on billing, ABA,
pro bono requirements.
Great, thanks. He's nice, isn't he?
Who, Will Gardner? Yes. So is Diane. They're both also busy. So if there's anything you need, you come to me first.
Oh, sorry. Did I just embarrass myself?
No. You did fine.
Oh, God. I did, didn't I?
Caitlin, you were fine. Here. Work over here. Go ahead. Start filling these out. Hello?
Thanks a lot.
Excuse me. This is my office.
Then I guess you can do whatever you want, can't you?
May I help you?
Not anymore. Next time you need help with IT, call me. You don't just do it on your own. Look at this. Look.
What did you do?
What did I do? What did I... Okay. It's your cloud lady. Go live on it. Right there. Her. Closer.
Hey, do you know how I get to the zoo?
So you just troll along the lakefront looking for ex-wives?
No, just you. Your office told me you'd be here. So, wow, you're really slowing down, aren't you? I'll just be a minute. How's the presidential campaign going?
Why? What did you hear?
Oh, God, you're paranoid.
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Since when?
Since we divorced. What do you need?
Who do you know in the state?
A lot of people.
It's a Taiwan issue. A poor, innocent kid's been accused of something or other, and they won't grant him diplomatic immunity.
Do you want me to talk to Doug Rothstein?
Yeah. Really? That'd be great. You're looking good, Vanessa.
Eli, your turn. Do you know Kim Kessler?
Kim Kessler? Who's she?
He, a political op out of California.
But you guys were all staffed up.
It's not for the president.
Who then?
Me.
Seriously? Vanessa? Seriously?
Yeah, he approached me. State Senate.
Oh, my God, you have that wild look in your eye. Ron gets in and everybody thinks they can.
It's a good time for a woman.
Is that what Kim Kessler told you, the man with the woman's
name? I need your help, Eli. Your professional opinion. Meet us for dinner tonight. Kim Kessler, kick his tires. See if he's real or if he's selling me a bill of goods.
I can't believe you're considering this.
I want to do something with my life.
You always used to say that.
Well, now I mean it. We're not having a moment.
No, we're not. I'm going.
Mrs. Florek, can I say you something?
What is it, Caitlin? I'm a little busy.
Oh, it's probably nothing, but I think I have something on the consensual. Chen, we have to prove that he made out with her consensually.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so I was looking at after-death space for Maya, the dead girl. Oh, after-death space. You know, when someone dies and everybody wants to share stories and photos.
Okay.
And what was cool is everybody at the booth cruise was tweeting photos. And so look. But what was even more cool is look, the color of her cup. Red.
Okay.
It's a stoplight party, not a spectrum party.
Oh.
A stoplight party? Oh, you carry a red cup to say you're in a relationship, a yellow cup to say you're choosy, and a green cup to say you're open. But see, this one's from later, an hour after the first pick. And look at her cup. Now it's green.
Well, maybe it's a mistake.
Take my word for it. You know what cup you're carrying at a stoplight party.
So what made her switch from a red cup to a green one?
Yeah, got it. Red to green. Okay, listen, I'll call you back. Hi.
Hey. So you're not with the police?
No, you're Maya's boyfriend, right?
Yeah, I was. I already talked to the cops. I wasn't there.
But you were on the phone with her, right? At the booze cruise. She called you from the night she died.
So?
Well, you broke up with her on the phone.
No.
Listen, you're safe from arrest. Just tell me the truth.
I am. She broke up with me. She said she was tired of me spending all my time with this waitress I know from Ross Sushi. But she was his mother of three. Really nice. And
I just like talking to her, you know? Sure. She wanted to be a philosophy major, too, back when she was in college. It's not like I'm a philosophy major yet. I'm still undecided about my major.
Sure, just look,
like talking.
Don't worry about that, but you talk to her.
Who, the waitress?
No, Maya. When she broke up with you, you talked to her, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no. She left me a voicemail.
Do you have it?
You are so full of yourself. You think I can't do any guy here?
Can you email me that voicemail?
Yeah, sure. Does it help?
Yeah, it does.
There's more if you want.
Your phone just keeps cutting me off. I just want... Hey! I said don't touch me!
What? I'm not touching you.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Did you play that for anyone else?
Yeah.
Who?
Hey! I said don't touch me!
I'm not touching you!
That's Jen. Sounds like unwanted attention to me.
And there goes consensual for them. We should make an offer.
Life? No chance of parole?
Hey, Carrie. Sorry to interrupt. We're going to be shuffling the offices around a bit, so if you could get your stuff together and be ready in the next few days, okay?
This is from Peter?
Yeah. He delegated to me.
What's going on there?
That's a guy thing. Office jockeying.
I don't think they can fit you in any smaller of an office.
Oh, they can.
Hello.
My mom's just downstairs.
You're Zach, right? I'm Will Gardner, your mom's boss.
Oh. Hey.
So, no school today, huh?
No, there was.
It's 4. Helping mom out?
Yeah.
Well, keep on keeping on.
You should know something about your friend Carrie.
My friend Carrie?
Yeah, you should know something. He has a thing for ethnic women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Every black or Hispanic woman through here.
Wow. Well, thank you for the warning.
Got it working.
You did not.
I did. The IT guy put on proprietary software so we could charge your firm for every megabyte he stored. That's why it rejected transferring of your files.
What? I don't understand.
It's really corrupt. You don't need to be paying to store files. In fact, it slows the system down.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, your boss was in here. Will.
Yes, I saw. Did you say hi?
I did. All right. I better go.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too.
Yeah.
I want a car.
It's like Moneyball. Politics doesn't have to be for the rich. It's the true democratization of power in this country. You have citizen engagement on one hand. Megatrend, right? I mean, everybody's talking about it. Mark Penn, so on. And I'm not even talking about RTR. I mean, talk about real Moneyball.
RTR.
Oh, geez. Real-time response. They hit Vanessa, and bam, we hit back. Bam! We hit back.
Through...
micropockets of committed citizen online journalist bloggers, each talking from a subset of their own communities. Let's say we have upstate agricultural sections, right? We also have the urban cities, right? We have activated in there.
Well, that went well.
You're not going with him. That was all a joke, right?
He was trying to impress you.
Oh, my God, Vanessa, he is a clown.
Then help me.
You were never going with him.
Are you kidding? Citizen engagement, RTR, he just gave me the bug.
So this was all so I would agree to help you. I'm not going to be your campaign manager, Vanessa.
I know. Just get me started.
Do some polling. See if there's any interest, that's all. See if I have the stomach for this.
You don't.
Well, then it'll be over fast.
So what happened with the State Department?
Oh, yeah. Good news.
Hello.
The State Department screwed you. They're pushing for Chen's release. They don't want to isolate Taiwan. There's a hearing tomorrow.
Damn it. He's guilty. We just got this voicemail to slam dunk.
Yeah. Too bad. Good. You got your stuff together. I have another office for you down the hall.
But he's cool, an old family friend. Just don't get rambly on him.
Uncle Dan. Hey,
Dana.
How you doing?
Look at you.
That's when you were in town.
You've caught me playing hooky. The same stump speech, the 18th time, and you're allowed to believe me.
Oh, this is Carrie.
Ah, nice to meet you, sir.
Ignore him. He calls everybody sir. Straight suburban thing.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Daniel works in the Obama State Department.
Well, that sounds deathly formal. So it's true you did break up with Jimmy?
No, we're just... It's complicated.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Carrie and I work together at the state's attorney's office.
Oh, yeah. Peter, how's he doing? We worked together a long time ago.
Good. He's good. But we're working on a case involving the One China Rule.
Really? Well, that I have to hear all about.
Good job.
Ah, thanks. Not too rambly.
Surprisingly not. Summer Tom says that you have a thing for ethnic women.
He what?
He says you have a thing for ethnic women. You just can't control yourself around us.
It's not true. Unless it's a good thing.
That depends.
I want you to vet my ex-wife.
Really?
Yeah, I know it sounds a bit weird, but she's thinking of running for state senate and she wants me to vet her.
All right. Well, I have to do some work on Taiwan first, but then, sure, how thorough should I be?
As thorough as our enemies will be.
Okay. This isn't about something else.
You mean, am I jealous of my wife and want to see who she's sleeping with? No. Oh, come on!
So, this is a hearing into the status of Mr. Jinping's diplomatic status.
Don't worry, Jim. You're back in the State Department.
Thank you. I can't spend another day in here.
I don't know. They're smiling like they know something.
Begin. I understand the defense as a witness.
Yes, Your Honor. It is our contention that protections of diplomatic immunity were denied our client due to the peculiarities of Taiwan. To that end, we have asked a spokesman.
Ma'am, there's a call from the State Department. Mr. Daniel Goldman would like to speak with you.
A spokeswoman at the State Department.
Yes, Counselor.
Excuse me, Your Honor, if we could delay...
As long as you want, Counselor.
Actually, Your Honor, we asked the court that reasonable bail be set, and we would have no objection to make home confinement a condition. What happened?
The state worried that extending diplomatic immunity to the kid would be a slap in the face to China.
Oh.
You think so?
Okay, we have to get discovery. None of your hair was found on the body, Chen, but we did just get the lab report back on the trace evidence.
There was a blonde hair, not Maya's, a man's, on her collar. They don't know who it matches.
Anders.
That's what we think, but the police didn't do his suspect exam, so we have nothing to match it to.
Do you have anything of his? Anything that might have one of his hairs on it, a brush or an item of clothing?
I know his gym locker combination at school.
My brother left all my things in his locker. He's giving me the combination. I'll be right in now.
Seasickness band, Carrie.
How do I know you didn't plan it there, Kalinda?
Because I didn't.
And you just happen to know the number of Anders' locker?
No, I just happen to be a very good investigator. Look, check if you don't believe me.
I'll get back to you.
Whatever.
We're all having to make sacrifices. But you have a window now, at least. That one. The cubicle in the middle.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem. I keep myself busy.
You have a pretty office.
Thank you. Start of a campaign, you work in Versailles. By the end, you're Motel 6. Not to disparage Motel 6. I'm a politician now.
So, you married once to Mr. Gold?
4 happy years, 8 medium ones, and 2 bad ones. I hope that doesn't preclude me from running.
Actually, I'm not here to make judgment. Just questions. So why did you guys break up?
I think that was in the divorce settlement.
Actually, it wasn't. Just irreconcilable differences.
Ah, well, that's what it was.
Yeah, but I think we'll need to go deeper.
Okay. We were both working too hard. I was having to take a lot of trips out of town.
Yeah, Dubai, 3 trips.
Yes. At the time, I was doing PR for an oil company.
And who did you meet there?
Who did I meet? Do you want an itemized list?
Yeah. Just write down the ones that you remember.
Are you looking for anyone in particular?
Yeah, Omar Tate.
You're doing his dirty work for him, aren't you? Eli's dirty work.
No.
He told you to ask me that.
No, my vetting is independent of Mr. Gold.
I don't believe you.
I understand that, but it's true.
It was a mistake. Omar was a mistake.
How many times did you meet?
Don't tell him. I was young.
This is merely part of the vetting.
Don't tell him. Please.
Yeah, I was on the booze cruise too, but I just remember seeing Maya by the bar.
Did you see her with this man?
No. I mean, I saw him in the newspaper, but I didn't see them leave together. I mean, we were both worried about getting disconnected at parties, so we always kept track.
How did you keep track?
Oh, you know that app?
What app?
The rape app? Have you heard of it?
No, show me.
We both had it installed on our phones so we could keep track of each other. See? GPS shows you where your friend is.
There's a panic button.
Yeah, I know. That's what sucks. The phone vibrated when Maya pushed it, but the music was so loud, and I was dancing, so I didn't feel it.
What? It has a history of when Maya pushed the panic button.
Yeah, I know, but it didn't show her location.
I know. But it shows what time she pressed the button. 11:33.
Yeah, I do see it. 11:34 p.m.
Chin bought a mojito at 11:34 p.m. Why does that matter?
A rape app? No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. Well, if that's probative, then the state's attorney's office will question it.
Yep. No, I think it's a bit too early to talk about release. Yeah, okay, thank you, bye.
What was that?
Defense attorneys. They say they have the time of death via a friend who received the signal Maya sent on something called a rape app.
Do you believe that?
I don't know.
Nice office.
Thanks. I get a lot more air here. Chen did it. He did it.
How do you know?
He's Taiwanese. He would sign his surname first.
Hey, Dick. How's it going? Hey, you stopped going to your anthropology class.
I don't have to talk with you.
Actually, you do, because you stopped going to your anthropology class. What are you talking about?
I haven't been in 6 weeks. The registrar officially dropped you from the class, so you're only taking 8 hours now.
Yeah? So what?
So, diplomatic immunity applies to diplomats' children up to the age of 23, provided they're full-time students, and you aren't anymore. I can bring charges against you anytime I want.
I didn't do it.
I believe you. But I think you know what happened, and I can make a case that you were part of it. Chen grabbed her seasickness band when he killed her, didn't he? And then he slipped it to you to hide it, right? Okay. That's your signature. You used his credit card to buy a drink, and when you looked up, Chen was gone.
He followed Maya below deck where he killed her. So,
it's your choice. You want to be a witness or an accomplice?
How much do you want me to tell you?
Enough to know if she's a runner or not.
She shouldn't run.
Okay, why?
Well, she was on the organizing board for a fundraiser for Rod Blagojevich.
Old news, what else?
She's had relationships.
I figured. How many?
A few.
But not slut level.
No.
Then we shouldn't have a problem. Glinda, we are doctors discussing a patient. What?
Well, one of them in particular is problematic. Omar Tate. He's a financier of high-end resorts.
What is it? Criminal past?
No. He has a spotless record. Perfect credit, actually.
Kalinda, you're being weird.
Well, Omar Tate isn't his birth name. It's Arash bin Laden.
Come again.
It's Arash bin Laden, Osama's second cousin.
My ex-wife slept with a bin Laden?
Listen, for what it's worth, Arash bin Laden has never been linked to terrorist activity of any kind.
Oh, good. She banged a nice bin Laden. This is absurd. When was this?
And he has publicly denounced the actions of Al-Qaeda.
Wait, when was this?
I think the details are in the file.
Kalinda, when was this?
2007.
She was married to me.
I'm sorry.
Years. That's my last, best, and final.
That leaves me nowhere to go, Carrie.
Go to your client.
Well, how do you know Dick's story is reliable?
Man, I'll have to make my case soon, Alicia. Take it or leave it.
But know that it's a 24-hour clock.
Very impressive.
You heading out?
Yep. My last week here, and I haven't been shot.
Days young yet.
Do you think Dick's telling the truth?
I think he's afraid of prosecution, so he'll say whatever they want. But it also could be the truth. Is that? That's him, Chen. call him. Damn, it's scary. Hello?
Alicia, our office was notified your client just broke his electronic perimeter. What's going on?
I'm not sure.
Alicia, you know your client is attempting to flee the jurisdiction. You have a legal obligation to report that.
I know my legal obligations, Carrie. I have not been in touch with my client. I will call him and get back to
Alicia.
You.
Alicia?
Let me call him and I'll get back to you. Wait. What are you doing? We're not going to know where he is.
I don't want to know where he is.
Alicia?
I couldn't reach him.
Tread carefully here, Alicia, because if you know something, you're facing obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting.
I have not spoken to my client.
Do you know where he is?
Not for certain.
What do you know for certain?
I witnessed an Audi with a driver resembling my client headed westbound on 90.
He's going to O'Hare.
Again, I do not know that for certain. I thought he was innocent.
I know. Sometimes the guilty ones look like the innocent ones.
Well, that's depressing.
So what did she tell you?
I don't think you should run.
Why?
How could you fundraise for Rod Blagojevich?
I know. It's dumb, huh?
Yeah. The voters don't know you. That'll define you.
You don't think you could leak it? Take the sting away?
No.
What else, Eli?
Isn't that enough?
No. She told you.
I don't even know why I care. The thought that my semen mixed with Bin Laden's...
Come on, Eli, you know how this works. The semen doesn't just stay in us.
I thought we were happy in 2007.
We were. It was a mistake.
I loved you, Vanessa.
We never talked.
We talked?
About work? About politics? My mother died and... This was a mistake.
Don't you dare say I wasn't there for you. I was there for you.
You were not. You flew out.
I had to fly out. You said it was fine.
Because what could I say?
That it wasn't fine?
But you were supposed to know that it wasn't fine.
How?
Oh, God, it's like we never left each other. You know, thanks.
I just thought I had done 2 years of my life well. That's all. 2006 and 2007.
You did do it well. Sometimes it's too late.
One.
How is she?
Not what I expected.
Is that good?
It is.
So, met your son earlier.
I know, he said.
I was lame. I was babbling.
I didn't say that.
I was. So, do you want me to meet them?
What? No.
I mean, formally.
I know. No.
You sure? Because I could probably make a good impression.
That's okay. Thanks. I mean, really, thanks. Well, but it's not necessary.
Okay, good.
Mr. Gardner?
Excuse me. I'm really sorry about earlier.
Poor...
Nothing. I'm just figuring things out here.
Good. But why are you sorry?
I just didn't mean to come to you first.
Alicia said if they had any questions to come to her and not to bother the partners.
No, you're not bothering us. Don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Thank you. Everybody's so nice here.
Yeah. Lawyers. Nicest people in the world.
Hey.
Woman.
Where are you putting me now? Parking garage?
Excuse me?
I won the Taiwan case, the one that you sloughed off on me. We got Chen at the airport trying to flee. He's going away for life.
I'm not moving you. Peter's moving you.
Peter? Where?
I guess you kiss enough butts, you eventually kiss the right one.